saying that they expect to see Christ somewhere right around the year 2000. Now, we know that it isn't Christ. It's Satan. That is Satan impersonating Christ. And what takes place before Satan appears on the scene of history? The Sunday law. And brothers and sisters, I want to close this subject with one of the themes that we have to focus on very closely. And if you read the next two quotes, under suddenly and unexpectedly, you'll see the emphasis that these end time events come suddenly and unexpectedly. We will not look at these first two quotes because of time, but if you turn to the next page where it says a great terror, I want to look at those two. It says, transgression has almost reached its limit, confusion fills the world, and a great terror is soon to come upon human beings. The end is very near. We who know the truth should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. When we get to the point where we're looking at how the Pope of Rome understands the apparitions of Mary, he's waiting for some great terror to come suddenly and unexpectedly to bring in this millennium of peace. He's waiting for the same thing that Sister White says is going to take place. Next quote, just beginning where the bold print is, Testimonies, Volume 8, page 36. Soon an awful surprise is coming upon the inhabitants of the world. Suddenly, with power and great glory, Christ will come. Then there will be no time to prepare to meet him. Now is the time for giving the warning message to the world. And I'll close with this final quote under something great and decisive. Sometimes one of the points I want to make about this quote is a little bit hard to convey when we're speaking to the Spanish brethren because it's going through a language barrier, but I hope you understand what I mean. If I tell my son, come here now, then he should come here now. But if I tell my son, come here right now, it conveys a sense of urgency beyond just come here now. Come here right now. You throw that word right in there and it gives an emphasis beyond just the normal reading. We understand this in English, correct? Let's read this next quote. On page 6 of your notes, under something great and decisive is to take place. We are standing upon the threshold of great and solemn events. The whole earth is to be lightened with the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the channels of the great deep. Prophecies are being fulfilled and stormy times are before us. Old controversies which have apparently been hushed for a long time will be revived and new controversies will spring up. New and old will commingle and this will take place early. Nope. This will take place